She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, today, today we're going to talk about the mother's aluminum mag wheel polish. And we recommend that for cleaning your headlight lenses. Okay, you know, your headlight lenses, there's so many of them out there that's white and, you know, discolored. You get the mother's aluminum mag wheel polish, put it in a soft cloth, and rub it on your headlight lenses. Just rub it, you know, you don't have to press real hard, just rub. And it'll buff it right out and become just like new. Okay? It comes like that because people don't wax the headlight lenses. You should wax your headlight lenses. Okay? And the reason it gets discolored is from the exhaust fumes of the cars in front of you. And if you wax it, it protects against that. But just imagine, if that thing is discoloring the headlight lenses, you're breathing that. Think about that. You're breathing it. Not a good thing. Okay, so, anyway, if you have a question, give us a call, 808-524-1080, 808-524-1080, okay, so, if you have any questions, comments, whatever, okay. On those cars that have black plastic trimming, you know, down the side, the bumper, we recommend using the mother's black trim. It's called back to black. Okay? And you get a little foam pad and you apply it, and it makes the trim all really nice and black again. Very good. Okay, the mother's products. Mothers also make a spray wax that's very good. Spray it, wipe it down with a microfiber cloth. That's it. It's done. Okay, you don't have to go back and rub off the haze or whatever. Okay, now, give us a call if you have any questions, 808-524-1080. Now, in the news, it was ANB has already started laying off people, Maui Sugar. Now, folks, a lot of you don't think about it, but you know when it's going to be 675 workers with no job. It's going to have an impact on Hawaii's economy. It's not just them. It's all of us. Okay? I've tried to talk to A and B about not doing sugar, but changing the gear and doing ethanol. Okay? Because you can't compete on the sugar. Sugar is not good. You can't compete against the Philippines, Mexico, and the other countries where labor is cheap. So, I don't recommend getting into sugar. Change over to ethanol. I had a long meeting with them, and I guess they can't see doing ethanol. It's too bad. If you have questions, give us a call, 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? On tires, highly recommended, highly recommended to use the Touring series. Whichever brand you buy, buy the Touring series. Touring, like going on a tour, you know, a vacation. Touring. Every manufacturer has a series called Touring tires. Touring tires were made especially for front-wheel drive cars. Okay, and majority of the cars today are front-wheel drive, including the SUVs. But now, if you cannot find that series called Touring, the next step is to use speed-rated tires. Tires that are speed-rated for 100 miles and over. Okay? It's the casing of the tire is different from a regular cheapy tire. Okay? The sidewalls. And that's the same thing with the Touring tires for front-wheel drive cars. The sidewalls are different because the power is on the front wheel and you're turning the wheel with the front wheel. Okay? When you do that, and if it's not a touring size type tire or a speed rated tire, the tires lean over. So you don't notice it, but you are losing control of that vehicle. And in a panic situation, you're not going to make it. Okay? So, listen up on that. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hey, John.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, something I thought I'd regale the people's memory about was my purchasing experience from Maui Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just as your commercial has said over the years, it's that simple. You just call them directly, deal with DJ and Damien Sr., and just like magic, you know, they'll get your information. You make your payment through the mail. They send you all the paperwork to sign. Once upon receiving the check, that's it. Your car is put on the barge by young brothers, and you'll have your car within, you know, a matter of like 24, 48 hours.
Hmm.
That's simple.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple.
How did you like your car?
Very good. You know, I'm very satisfied with this with this Toyota, and it's like, I'm right now sold on Toyotas that, you know, right now in our household, all we have is Toyota-made cars. We have one Lexus and two Toyotas.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Very
best
good.
Best cars on the market to be buying.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, George.
Okay.
Okay, we have Lana from IAL.
Hi, Lana.
Hi. Sorry. You know, you were talking about the island, you know, that going to be out of a job.
Yep.
It's so sad, you know why? I just read too. Construction is not as high as we thought it was going to. There's a lot of unemployment people around.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, George, I come from a different generation because I cannot believe how the homeless is getting worse and worse. I mean, I can't, you know, I passed the Alamana before Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the Discovery Center, you know, I never went there. But, oh, I remember they're starting and they clean them up, they come back. But now, wow. I mean, they're taking over the whole park, like, you know, that area.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you know how much the taxpayers, people are paying for the kids. You know, school, I just saw one special. I mean, I sympathize with them, but something is wrong here, you know, George, because all the people is really struggling, working hard, got to pay for all of these people. They're paying for the food, the school, I mean, you name it. And, you know, George, I noticed, too, living where I live, the renters are renting to renters. And I tell you, it's causing a lot of headache, stress for me because, you know, I mean, gee, the cars that park all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, really, it's getting really nasty. And, the officers ain't going to do anything.
No.
Especially if you're on a dead-end street. I mean, I sympathize with them because I'd rather they live, you know, in a home rather than homeless, you know, out there. But that's not the point. The point is they're causing headache for the other neighbors who are here first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
just like you, huh?
It's your politicians.
I know, but, you know, I don't vote for all the ones who in. I mean, even the, no, this is here to us. I'm a city councilman. I ain't voting for him. I mean, he just, I know him personally, yeah, so, but it's not that I voted for him.
They don't have an answer.
Huh?
They don't have an answer to how to remedy the homeless.
There. I mean, you know, I mean, nothing gets done. Just let me go. Well, because they're against the real, you know, the real big league guys.
They
probably tell them, keep quiet, so they keep quiet. You can't, they don't have influence, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, George, I really appreciate you. You know, when I bring my car in, I feel safe, you know. So you better tell your son, Todd. Yeah, I'm going to tell Todd anyway. No, that you better make sure you check my car real good now.
He does.
I always kind of lecture him. He's just like my adopted son. He's a great guy. But, oh, yeah, I know why. Oh, I noticed, too, you guys was in the news about the homeless. They got rid of them on the canal. They brought built a fence. So where are they going?
To our doorstep.
Right in front of your shop, right?
Yep.
And, you know, it'll discourage new customers to go to your shop.
That's
now.
Right.
You're going to lose business.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Terrible. You know, when I was going passing the King Street, they had to get a new bicycle lane. Oh, George, it looks terrible. And nobody on the bicycle lane. I swear on the stack of Bibles, not one person. And I was there like lunchtime. You would think everybody going out to eat lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my gosh. I said,
that's your mayor.
That's not my mayor. that's other people's mayor who voted for him, but not my mayor. And I keep on going, you know, venture out. I'm telling everybody, you guys got to get off your duff because a lot of them don't vote, you know.
They got to vote.
Yeah, because, you know, they figured, what for?
Yeah, Lana going to vote.
Huh?
Lana going to vote. Let Lana take care.
Oh, yeah. I vote, but, you know, I'm thinking, well, at least I feel my conscience is clear, right? My vote, at least, hopefully it counts. But I don't know what's going on. Doesn't count because the one that I didn't vote for didn't get in. So I said, well, maybe this year, hopefully there's a change. I don't know. The conservative, a lot of them ain't going to run because they feel too,
waste time.
Democrat, yeah, the Democrats are so powerful.
Okay, Lana. we have to go to a break.
Hey, thanks, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. Just was sitting here talking to Wanda and reminding her that, you know how we talk about the homeless people?
Mm-hmm.
There's always homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Charlie Chaplin?
Mm-hmm.
What did he play?
Homeless.
The homeless guy, but they used to call him hobos.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right? And the Three Stooges were always about, they didn't have any work and they were looking for a place to stay. And so, I mean, I'm not saying that we don't have a problem, but understand that it's also part of human nature. You know, some
mm-hmm.
people just don't want to belong. But I do agree, though, like by your shop, a sidewalk should not be a place for a person to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the answer is we need to designate an area, but then nobody, they don't want to go there. You know what I mean? It's this
mm-hmm.
loop. You could tell them where you want them to go.
They don't want to go.
They have to go. Right. So anyway, today I'm going back to my driving safety tips because I almost got ran into the other day. Now, folks, when you're on the on-ramp, especially at the bottom of the poly, you make a right to go on the Kaneohe. You stop, and the people are waiting for traffic. All right, following me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn around and look at the traffic if there's a car in front of you. Watch the car in front of you, because I see people looking at traffic, right? Because
mm-hmm.
they're in a hurry or whatever. There's a car in front of you. So you think you can go because there's an opening in the traffic. You step on the gas, and then you have to slam on the brakes because the guy in front of you maybe doesn't think he wants to go. So you should watch the car in front of you. When that car merges, then you look and decide if you can merge. And that'll make it a lot, you know, less stressful.
And that's the right way to do it.
Right, but you watch people do it. I see it all the time. They're looking over their shoulder and they're inching forward, not even paying attention that the car. And I'm looking in the mirror going, what is this guy doing? There's a car in front of me. I'm watching the car. I'm looking in the mirror, and I can see this truck is inching closer, and I'm going, "What is he? Where does he think he's going to go?"
He's going to push you forward.
Yeah, exactly, and then I'm going to be an accident. It's going to be my fault, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sometimes I want to put, like, a little TV screen in my back window I can type messages on. You know, like, could you, like, would you stop at a light? Could you stop to where you could see my back tires touching the ground, not on my bumper? So if anything, like, if you slip on the brake or somebody taps you, you run into me, it's just, okay, I know. I was started out happy. I'm getting all worked up. So I'm going to end here and say, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Calm down. Anyway, if you have a question, whatever, give us a call, 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, so, anyway, I recommend Crestec Cleaning Center. They have the raw purple oil, they have the AMS oil, they have all the good stuff we recommend. But, ladies, when you go there, you're going to be so happy because there's so many cleaning stuff to make your chore of cleaning easier. And your husbands, keep the wives away from Crestec Cleaning Center because they're going to walk out of there with a big bill.
That's for sure.
No, so Billy is a very, very honest man. I've never seen anybody more honest than Billy. Billy's the owner of Crestec Cleaning Center, and you can trust him, okay? And that makes it even better. But the stuff that he sells are so good. It's not those cheapy stuff that don't work. His stuff works, right, Wanda?
It does. It's industrial cleaners and stuff. It's not the ones you can buy over the counter at any store.
Yeah, right. The stuff that don't work. The stuff that make you scrub and scrub. Yeah. The stuff that Billy has, there's no effort in cleaning. Nothing.
And a lot of it's biodegradable kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. It's not that high toxic stuff.
Do you know if he rents out carpet cleaners?
Yep.
He does?
Yep. Yep, he rents out carpet cleaners. And you got to go check out his vacuum cleaners, folks. I mean, ladies, you can be vacuuming the house and your husband is not going to give you the stink eye. Like, I can't see the football. I can't hear the football game. Why don't you do it later? No, the vacuum cleaner is super quiet and he'll be happy as a clam watching his football game on TV. So, check it out. And that vacuum cleaner, trust me, it's super strong. Really strong. So if your carpet is not nailed down to the floor good, it's going to suck your carpet in. It's that good. So anyway, go check out Crestec Cleaning Center. They're located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, couple of doors, Waikiki, off McKinley Car Wash. Okay? Anyway. Okay. So if you have questions, give me a call. 524-1080. Now, for those of you that have to have brakes done, okay, it's your car, your responsibility. So, make sure you tell the technicians, okay, do not resurface the rotors. A long, long time ago, back in the 70s, car manufacturers sent out bulletins. Do not reface brake rotors because they had made the brake rotors thinner than in the 60s. And because of that, they wanted to save weight. That was fine. But the thinner the rotor is, the easier to warp. So when your rotors, brake rotors get warped, and you're going down the freeway and you step on the brake, the brake pedal and the steering wheel and everything else in the car vibrates. It's not a smooth stop. So if it does that, you need to replace the brake rotor. It's not expensive, folks. It's about the same price as refacing the old rotor. But you're getting a brand new one. Okay? When the rotors warp, it's because of heat. A lot of you, when you're coming down the Poly Highway or Licky Licky or any hill, you've got your foot on the brake and you're riding it down the hill. That makes it really, really hot and causes it to warp. Pump the brake. Don't just hold and ride it down the hill. Or put it into a lower gear. Okay?
Which is better?
The lower gear. It's the old-fashioned style.
It makes a lot of noise, but like...
Well, you're saving your brakes unless you want to spend the money. So, anyway, do not cut rotors, brake rotors. And a lot of you out there, maybe 8 out of 10 people, always look for the cheapest brake job. Come on, folks. That's your life. You know, if you're going to jump out of an airplane with a parachute, would you go and look for the cheapest parachute you could find? I don't think so. Because when you look out the plane and how high you are, you want to make sure the thing is going to work and open. Okay? So, when it's life, safety, don't cut corners, folks. I do cases for law firms involving car accidents. And so many times I see people got into a bad accident, got killed or injured, and it's all due to the cheaper parts. It's not worth it. Okay? Life more money than money. Okay? Any questions? I guess everybody got it. Okay. We're going to move on to something that makes money. Collectible cars. Collectible cars do not depreciate. All your rich people, like Jay Leno, Oprah Winfrey, put money into collectible cars. Number one, it's not taxable. The government don't tax you for the interest. Okay? And what better place to put your money than into collectible cars? Collectible cars meaning classics. And you people on Maui, go check out my good friend Damon Farias. He's got a load of collectible classic cars. I mean, beautiful cars. Go check it out. Go to Maui Toyota. Next time you're on Maui, go to Maui Toyota and tell DJ that you want to see the dad's collectible cars. Awesome collection. Beautiful. Beautiful collection of cars. Okay? And the Camaro used to be the popular car to get. Well, the Camaros are going way out of price. So the cars that are now more affordable is the Ford Mustangs. 64, 65, and 66 are the most popular. And they're very, very reasonable now. So don't hold me to that few years from now, because the price is going up on them. They're starting to go up. Because people more and more are buying those cars instead of the Camaros. Because the Camaros, way out of reach. Way, way out of reach. The good ones are going way over $100,000. Harvey Maeda has a 69 Z28 special built Camaro. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, it's appraised in at over $300,000. Only 200 of them around. Over $300,000. Beautiful black 69 Camaro. So, and I know he didn't pay that. Knowing Harvey, he probably got it for $40,000. Very smart man. Very smart. And he also bought what is called a Tall T, a 1927 Tall T, or something like that. And when he first told me he's going to get it, I know what the car looks like. And a friend of mine in Honolulu has one. And I told Harvey, oh, that thing is really ugly. It looks like an old-fashioned phone booth. It looks exactly like a phone booth. I said, you're driving a phone booth. And he got upset. He said, no, this one is collectible, it's beautiful and all that. So last year when I was there for their car show at the Aston Aloha Beach Hotel, he had his so-called, what I call, phone booth car there. And he's right. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Unbelievable. And if I remember correctly, he had it appraised in, and it came in, Wanda, you're not going to believe it, $600,000.
Wow.
You know what he paid for it?
Mm-mm, no.
$35,000.
So is he selling it?
No way.
No. Why, he's waiting for it to go to $1 million.
Yeah, something like that.
Shoes.
So he is, I don't know, he was bugging the guy in California for 3.5 years. Get that. Every month he calls him up. Hey, you want to sell your car? The guy said, yeah, $150,000. And one day, a year ago, Harvey called him, and the guy said, Okay, send the money. Bought it for $35,000.
Why'd the guy drop the price so much?
Because nobody was offering $150,000. So, but then, right after he sold it and he got it, somebody went to the guy and said, you still have your car? The guy had the
$150,000. Oh, my goodness.
Always happens. Always happens when you sell your collectible for cheaper. This guy gonna come up and say, "Hey, I'll buy it," but it's gone. So, you know, I don't know what to say about classics and collectible, but they're very valuable. But when you buy one, be very, very careful. Okay, be very careful because you gotta have an expert with you to check it, to make sure it is a real car. Okay? Who do we have?
We have Doris from Honolulu.
Hi, Doris.
Hi, George. I purchased the Champion spray disinfectant.
Mm-hmm.
And could you discuss how to spray it for the AC?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. Okay, you roll up all the windows.
Roll it up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And make sure you have a spare key because a lot of cars, when it's running and you close the doors, it locks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so make sure you have a spare key. Start it up, put the AC on high. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, close the doors, the car's running with the AC on high.
Right.
You go outside, right in front of the windshield, okay, by the wiper arms, there's a little plastic grill. Okay, you spray that disinfectant into the grill, into the, not the, the radiator grill now, the one in front of the windshield.
Without lifting the hood.
Well, some cars you might have to lift the hood. Okay? So, but most cars you don't have to lift it up. And you spray it into that place for about 2-3 minutes. And then leave it go. And let the car run for a while, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Okay? Then open the door, turn the motor off, shut the door again. And leave it like that for a while. Okay? What it does, it disinfects the entire inside of the vehicle. Okay?
Okay.
And then you're safe. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha. Is it break time?
Mm-hmm. It is, I think. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, how's it, George? How you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Hey, I was listening to you talking about, you know, cars as an investment. And it is an excellent investment. Antique cars, rare cars, classic cars, they will always appreciate. And let me ask you this question. How much did you buy your 65 Nova, Chevy Nova?
Mm-hmm.
How much did you buy it for?
Brand new?
Brand new, regular?
$3,000.
You know, I looked on the internet just for a good condition one, not custom and all this, you know, parts and stuff. They're like $50,000 to $75,000 or more. And I even checked like 55, 57 Chevys and 69 Camaros and 70 Chevelles, Challengers and 1970 Challenger and Barracuda. They're all like $50,000 to $100,000 or more. And this is basically stock, but really mint condition. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I wanted to say one thing. It's a good investment, and guys like you said, Jay Leno and others, they know there's a lot of value and money in cars, and they appreciate. But if you need the money, you have to sell, because just having it and value that X amount is basically only value on paper. So, yeah, it's good to have them, but if you need them, you got to sell them.
Yeah.
Hey, George, I wanted to mention a couple of things real quick. Your caller, the first caller talked about, she's so disgusted about what's happening in Hawaii. Everything's upside down and horrible. And you mentioned, yeah, it's the politician. All I want to do is add that this coming election, we need to vote them all out. Sad to say, the oligarchy in power for 53 years, the machine, the control has destroyed this state. We need a big time change to get the economy going, businesses going, and all kinds of improvement.
Yep. So that's for sure.
And you know what? The people, I don't know what's wrong with the people. Like 98% of them don't care. They vote every time for the same people, and we have the same thing.
It's called insanity.
A couple more things, real quick. I saw last night at Don Quixote, I was looking at the automotive section, and I saw this product by Justice Brothers. Says for ethanol, people that use ethanol, that something to do about it prevents water corrosion. And they said on the bottle, it said ethanol might tend to collect moisture or water. Is that true? And do we need that product if we run ethanol?
That product is poisonous.
Poison. Oh, wow.
You gotta read the label. Fine print. Highly poisonous.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not gonna buy that. Yeah, we need to get ethanol. I'm gonna email you a kind of lengthy discovery I made about ethanol, why it's the best, and all the world champions that run ethanol, particularly drag racing, running the alcohol class, run ethanol.
That's right.
And the seven-time world champion, He runs ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'll send you that. And one last thing about, I read on your website, it never ceases to amaze me that I go back and look and read, watch your videos, and I find something that I either forgot or missed. But this had an article about, it mentioned the name of Hawaii Raceway Park, Kukini Boulevard. Do you know how that came about, why they named it Kukini Boulevard?
No.
Well, that would be a good trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, George, you take care, and I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Bruce.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, is it break time again?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a short break and be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and any questions on those classic cars, give me a call, 808-524-1080.
How do you know what's a classic car? Not all cars are classic.
What they mean by classic cars, Wanda, is old cars. You know, cars from the 70s on down. But when you get down to about the 50s, yeah, from the 50s to the 70s is what you call the classic cars. The below that, they call antiques or what they call... I forgot the name now. Something hot rods. It's if you get an old, like a 1927, you know, phone booth, and you modify it, then it's a modified antique. So anyway.
And those are still worth a lot of money.
Yeah, either way you go, it's worth a lot of money. Sometimes the modified, so-called antique or classic, is worth way more money than the original.
Why is that?
Power.
Power? You mean they added power to the car?
Yeah, yeah. In the human race, power is like money. When you got a lot of money, you got power. So cars, same thing. You got a lot of power, it costs a lot of money. So, same thing. They go both together.
Why don't they make the cars like how they used to before? Chrome bumpers. And the body was like thick metal.
Well, number one, it costs more money to manufacture. Number two, it lasts too long. That's why they will never do it again. Okay? And that's a good question, Wanda. A very good question. Because all of the suspension and steering on the new cars today, the design came from drag racing. The manufacturers that sponsor race cars, they looked at how the racers modified the suspension and the steering. They put rack and pinion steering because it's less weight, cheaper to make, and the cars can go faster. Okay? But it's not as strong as the old-fashioned steering. Okay? The same with the shocks. The shocks and the springs. Okay? The racers combined it together and put coil springs on the shocks and call it struts. So that's why you have struts on your car now. Because number one, it's lighter, but it's made to go straight line with no potholes. You don't have potholes on the drag strip. Okay? So, it's not made for strength. And it's cheaper to make. That's why the manufacturers went with that idea. And, most of all, it don't last long. So the people going to buy another new car. That's why you see all those old the classics like the 55 Chevy, 57 Chevy, they're all still running around. Because they were built tough. And you could walk on the hood and walk on the roof, provided you're not over 200 pounds.
Or you could slam the door with your butt and not make a dent in it.
That's right. That's right. But today's cars, very thin metal, and get this, today's cars are not welded. The fenders are glued together. They're not welded. They're glued. So much for that. So, okay, who do you have?
We have Bruce on the line.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George. Sorry, I was listening and I thought maybe nobody else is calling, so I just wanted to say a couple things real quick. Pertaining to Billy Crestman and Crestek, you mentioned he's a good, honest man, and the reason is Billy Crestman is a Christian man, and he is the best. His products are the best. He's the best in the industry. And one more last thing, you mentioned about safety and good quality products, and I can say this, for years I've been kind of like more on the cheapy side, or maybe the better word would be frugal because of my finances. So I got to be careful with my money, be real frugal. But I've come to find out it's not worth it buying poor quality, cheap stuff. It doesn't last, it breaks, it doesn't perform. And so I told myself from now on, you know, at my age, in this stage of my life, I got to get quality and have, you know, good things. So where I'm going with this is, like, if you look at drag racing, all the top championship teams, the best out there, money is not the object. It's
the
performance and safety. Whatever it takes, how much it costs, they will buy the best in safety and performance. Mm-hmm. So they buy the best in everything that's for safety and the best performance. So that's what it is. So you're absolutely right. You need to have quality, especially for safety. That's number one.
Yep. Thanks,
okay,
Bruce.
George, okay, George. I'll let you go. Take care. Call you back next time.
Okay. Okay. Listen up, folks. Since nobody is trying to get rid of safety check system, you got to listen to this. Very important. On every safety sticker, okay, they're putting on the VIN number. Okay, the serial number from that vehicle is on the safety sticker. People are taking pictures with their phone of the VIN number and making another's key. That's a modern way of stealing cars today. Okay? So, take it off. There is no law that says it has to have the VIN number exposed. Remove it. Get nail polish remover, acetone. It comes right off. Take it off. Because one of the police officers that I know, he didn't believe that. And one day he came in and he told me, you know what? You're right. Somebody opened his trunk and took all his guns out. He was really nervous then.
So they didn't break in. They actually had a key.
They made a key. Because it's a known fact that all police cars have guns in a trunk. So a guy made the key and went and took his, emptied his trunk. Shotguns, bullets, the whole nine yards.
And he didn't have an alarm on his car.
Well, when you make the key, it has the alarm button on it. So, you can steal the car. Well, all the new cars today have that little thing, the button on the key, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When you make the key, they make the same button because they have the VIN number and the code to put in for the alarm.
So, he didn't have a separate alarm there.
No, no. Now, if he had a separate alarm, yeah. Yeah, that would help. But he didn't. Okay? So, remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. Okay? Now, if you're going to store a car, a lot of people store their cars. Okay? It is recommended to start it up and run it at least once a month. And you should run a ground wire from the metal of the body to a pipe in the ground. Okay?
How about just using the
electronic rust proof? If you got the electronic rust proofing device, you don't need to do that. Okay?
I think that's easier.
Yeah, that's easier. And if you want that device, you can get it from my son, Todd, at Nita's Auto Repair, or you can get it from Harvey in Kauai. And Harvey's number there in Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813.
Because okay, if you run that wire like you're saying, and then when you want to run your car, what do you have to do?
Take it off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard? I mean, like...
No. You just use alligator clips and clip it on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So anyway... that spray, the disinfectant spray that lady called about for the AC system is sold by Crestec Cleaning Center. It's the strongest disinfectant spray you can buy. 100 times stronger than all the rest at the store. Okay? Okay. I think it's that time. Okay? You got anything, Wanda? Do you have anything?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And folks, please get involved with the politics in Hawaii. It's your home. Okay? Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.